Our parsha is called Ki Tavo El Haaretz, when we come to the land. And we're told a rite that we're to do, to perform. This is connected to the holiday of Shavuot. It's an agricultural law. And it tells us that we take the first fruits, we bring them to Jerusalem. The Mishnah describes how we carry them in a basket. And it's really a celebratory experience. The farmer who's worked hard the entire year carries those fruits, comes to Jerusalem, and then makes a declaration. In this declaration, the farmer thanks God for all of the produce. But it's not just thanks, and the thanks is important, but it's also, it brings it into historical context. We read a text which most of us are far more familiar from the Passover Seder. It's a text which tells really a concise review of Jewish history, where we came from and how we arrived here. It goes all the way back. It talks about the Arami Avir Avi, which is somewhat debated exactly who and what it's speaking about. But it speaks about going to Egypt and coming out of Egypt, slavery, and then salvation, arriving in the land, being free, working the land, and now we have literally the fruits of our labor. Which means what this law does is it brings God into our consciousness. We thank God for the first fruits. We don't just look at a small part of history. We go back and we try to look at this in terms of a larger context. Now, it's possible that as I was speaking, that something else perhaps came to mind. And hopefully it did. We think about the mitzvah done with the first fruits. Part of the irony is the very first fruits, going back to the beginning of history, is exactly where man, Adam, and Eve and Adam, made a tragic mistake. It was there, instead of performing a mitzvah with the first fruits, they sinned with the first fruit. Later, when Adam was questioned by God, you know, what happened? Did you eat from the fruit? And he says, no, it's the woman you gave me. At that point, Rashi points out that Adam had a total lack of appreciation. Kafui tov. What's interesting about bringing the first fruits is that that's supposed to bring us, and Rashi points this out as well over here, but doesn't connect the two, and says that this is expression of hakarat hatov, of recognizing the good that God has given. Which means part of that first sin was not just eating from the fruit, but was a lack of appreciation. It wasn't that long before this that Adam was all alone. Now we're told a person should come with their family and celebrate together with their families. Which means now comes a time of joy. In a certain sense, therefore, it's understood that these components of seeing God in our lives, seeing a partnership with God, making a declaration, having historical consciousness, knowing where we came from, and having joy which comes out of appreciation, all of these elements we're told to do when we enter the land of Israel should hopefully fix the error, fix the mistake, do a tikkun of Adam and Eve all those years ago where they lacked, again, the discipline, they sinned, they lacked the historical consciousness, and they lacked the appreciation. Sometimes in our lives as well, we live in the present, we forget where we came from. We don't take joy out of a partnership with God. We're not appreciative for the bounty that God has given us. And ultimately, what emerges from that is a very lonely person who doesn't appreciate where they came from, who they're here with, and who above helped us have everything that we have.